Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Paul back with you. Paul Douglas on News Talk 830 WCCO. Thank you for tuning in. The older I get, the less I take for granted. Appreciate having you along for the ride. Or even if you're stationary at home, listening on a smart speaker perhaps, or maybe on the radio.com app, which is pretty nifty. We appreciate having you here. Thank you. Dr. David Hilden joins us from Hennepin Healthcare. Dr. Dave, thank you for coming back.
Absolutely. Happy to be with you, Paul.
No matter what stupid questions I ask, and I'm full of them, I take nothing for granted, including good advice. Somebody said today that the best vaccine is the one you can get. I know a lot of people are debating now the merits of, oh, I'm going to wait for Pfizer, or no, Moderna is the one for me, and Johnson & Johnson about to come out with an option. But would you agree with that statement? Whatever you can get is the best option.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. You know, These vaccines were studied under routine scientific methods, and all of them were, but they didn't do it at the same time. So Moderna and Pfizer, they were being tested back last year in 2020, when the virus was just kind of the wussy one version virus. Mm-hmm. And then by the time Johnson & Johnson is being tested, there's variants all over the place. So it's almost as if the J&J vaccine had to take a harder test. That's an oversimplification, but the point being, you can't compare them directly head to head. The fact is, all three of these vaccines are effective. They were highly effective in their trials. All three of them will reduce death. All three of them will reduce severe illness, and all three of them will get us to the end of this pandemic earlier. So you take the one that's offered you. The J&J one's actually kind of helpful. It's only one dose. Mm-hmm. And it did pretty darn well in all the trials. So I would take whatever you can get your hands on.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm. Thank you for confirming that. I keep hearing about the long haulers, the people that have symptoms months, in some cases 6-9 months after being diagnosed. And I couldn't help but notice that over $1 billion in funding has been allocated for studying these long haulers. And some of these symptoms, I mean, chest and muscle pain, fatigue, shortness of breath, brain fog, thousands and thousands of long haulers. They say about 1 in 10 patients are still unwell 12 weeks or more after acute infection. Is that what you've been seeing at Hennepin Healthcare?
Indeed, we are starting to see some of this long hauler as the months wear on. This is going to be a huge story in the years to come, and something we have to learn a great deal more about. We focus, rightfully so, in this horrible time of the pandemic in the last year, about death rates and hospitalizations and all those numbers. And those are tragic, and every one of them represents a life. But there are a whole bunch of people we're not talking about, people who survived the infection, which was relatively mild, but then they have all these symptoms. And we're not exactly sure why that might be. Why do some people get these and some don't?
it is clear that the coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2, that's the one we're talking about, the coronavirus is mostly in the lungs, but it also affects all other parts of your body, your blood vessels, including the ones in your heart. It can affect your heart muscle, leading to an inflammatory condition of the heart. So I think we should really be paying attention to this and listening to the people and doing the research on people who have had symptoms for weeks and weeks and weeks, because I think that that's going to become a much larger part of the conversation in the coming year.
Yeah, no doubt. One bright spot, and there haven't been many bright spots, I haven't gotten the regular seasonal flu this year, and it may have something to do with the fact that I've been stuck at home most of the time. I'm still going out, still going into stores, but I'm wearing masks. It appears that the regular seasonal flu, lowest levels in decades. And again, are you seeing that too? Is it just because of all the precautions we're taking for COVID?
I think it is, Paul. I admitted to the hospital last week a patient with influenza, the annual flu. And it struck me that that's the first one I've admitted of the whole year. And by this time, normally there'd be a ton of them. And I asked my colleagues, and a couple of them said, you know, you're right, I haven't had one at all yet. And so it is a very, very light year for flu. I have people, myself included, who have had nearly a cold over the past year. And it's proof that this is how respiratory viruses spread. And we're all cooped up at home, and we're all wearing masks when we're not at home. And that has had the effect of reducing colds and definitely flu. So that would be a little bit of a silver lining, I guess. And also, people are pretty good at getting vaccinated. So I think flu didn't have a chance this year. And that is a really good, one good thing about this whole thing.
Sure, because the regular seasonal flu kills thousands of Americans during
sure
a typical
does. It
winter.
Sure does.
Last question. Are you optimistic? It seems like there's a sense of optimism from top to bottom. I mean, from the federal level on down to the state and local level that wasn't there even 3-4 weeks ago when we were freaking out. Some of us were freaking out about all these mutations, the variants. But I just have to ask, on a human level, are you optimistic, Doctor?
I'm much more optimistic, Paul. And, you know, I was freaking out, too. You know, we've all been sort of in a state of heightened freaking out for 12 months now. Mm-hmm. And in the past month, we have seen a federal plan that I'm optimistic about. We've seen just more and more vaccines and more new vaccines and more doses of the ones we have. And we're seeing wide acceptance of the vaccines. And we're seeing cases that are low. And we heard the governor today expanding access. All of this is good news. I am exceptionally optimistic. I temper that a little bit by I want to make sure that that optimism and that good news happens for all Minnesotans, not just people with access and resources.
Right.
That we make sure that all communities have that exact same chance. So I think we as a state need to make sure that vulnerable people, homeless folks, people in jails and prisons, people who are poorer, people that have some hesitancy about getting the vaccine, that we reach out to all of those folks so that optimism applies to everybody. But to answer your question, I'm really optimistic.
I'm happy to hear that. And I hope our listeners are too. Nice to be optimistic. It's an unusual sensation because for the past year, it's just been, you know, one punch after another. But Dr. David Hilden, Hennepin Healthcare, we sure appreciate your input and perspective, and hang in there. Thank you for what you do.
Absolutely. Great to be with you today, Paul.
You bet. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.